and gentlemen, and particularly employees of the Lehigh Navigation Coal Company. I want to talk to you for a few minutes about the situation as it exists in Santa Cruz. May 3rd, these mining properties were closed in order to give me an opportunity to devise, if possible, a plan whereby they could be operated without the tremendous financial losses which we have been experiencing. You are all familiar with the fact that I did propose a plan shortly thereafter. It was the best plan I could devise to accomplish what had to be done. Even so, the success of the plan depended entirely on the spirit of cooperation with which it would be put into effect. I obtained permission from the board of managers of the parent company to propose this plan to you. I did so on May 7th. After 3 weeks of waiting, you will remember, we announced publicly that we were putting the plan into effect, and published the full details in the newspapers of Santa Valley. That was almost 1 month ago. During this time, the plan has been misinterpreted and misrepresented by so many people that I believe the central question, that of getting the mines back to work on a profitable basis, has been completely lost in this mass of accusation and claims. Accordingly, I think it would be helpful to all of you at this time to refresh your memory on what the pertinent details were in my plan. Permit me to read from the announcement I made to you on May 29th. All mines, excluding Etcha Honey Mine, will reopen. All shippings will suspend temporarily. Tamatua Breaker will be converted to a head house on a single shift to enable loading of materials from number 10 and number 14 mines into gondolas. Number 11 mine, coal, will be shipped directly to Coaldale Breaker. One half of the Lansford head house will be used to load materials from numbers 4 and 6 mines into gondolas. Headhouse material from both Lansford and Tamaco will be shipped to Coaldale College. Coaldale Breaker will be operated on two shifts to prepare all mine coal, including that from number 8 and number 9 mines. Continuing to quote from my May 29th statement to the people, I am counting on the full cooperation of everyone to help fulfill my pledge to the parent company board, and at the same time to confirm my profound faith in the people of the valley. This plan of operating deep mines in lieu of stripping is contrary to the present trend in the entire anthracite industry. However, it will afford the opportunity of greater employment, and in my judgment, is the proper thing to do. If it is to succeed, these things will have to be done. I'm still quoting. First, each miner will have to produce all that he is capable of producing each day. He must work longer hours than in the past, and can only be excused where genuinely abnormal conditions exist, or when no other work can be performed, such as load cars, advance to work, make necessary repairs, or timber, or protect his working place, and so forth. Two, all consideration payments will be eliminated, except under genuinely abnormal conditions. Three, improved mining methods, such as mechanization and long-hole drilling, must be expanded as quickly as possible. And those engaged in this type of work must apply themselves diligently. places, where practical, will be double shifted to provide the maximum productive employment. 5, the contract and agreement must be strictly adhered to in all details. Illegal strikes must not take place. Mine committees shall limit themselves to the functions authorized by the general contract and agreement. Interference by mine committee members beyond their rights under the general contract and agreement must cease. To go on with my quotes from my original statement, there will be no development work of any kind done in any of the mines. Resumption of development work hinges upon the fact that a mine can carry the expense for that development work and still operate as a profit. I have profound confidence, great hope, that all employees, joined by the people of the valley, will get behind this last-ditch stand to save what remains of the mining operation. The outlook for future employment with the Lehigh Navigation Coal Company depends on the actual results obtained during this trial period. Our challenge is simply this: to remain open. Each mine and each section of each mine must carry its own weight. We have a job to do together. Let's get on with it. That is the end of the statement I issued on May 29th. I still think this was the best possible plan for the future of the people of Panther Valley. I am sorry it was not accepted. United Mine Workers President Lewis, Vice President Kennedy, and President Brennan of District 7, who have negotiated agreements with industry for these many years, have all publicly stated that there is nothing in this plan which is in violation of the contract. Of course there is. The company never had any intention of violating the contract. This is the only plan I have been able to devise that is worthwhile and upholds any hope for the future. Yet, I have received no evidence from you that you accept this plan. Nor has anything been suggested in its place. Other than to go back to where we were before, which is out of the question. It is my duty now to tell you that money for the maintenance of the mines of Panther Valley is exhausted. On Thursday of this week, I must make a report to the Board of Managers of the parent company. Unless something transpires in the meantime, I will have to report to the board that I have failed. If such proves to be the case, and my attempts to save most of the jobs for the people of the valley end in failure, it will not be for the want of having tried. I sincerely hope and pray that your future actions will be best for yourself, your family, and the well-being of Panther Valley. May God bless you all. Good evening, and thank you for listening.